The pace of food recalls and alerts appears to be brisk this year, with more than 300 logged already as of mid-October. To talk about this, we are joined by Donald Schaffner, a food science expert at Rutgers University. Thanks for taking the time today.
Hey, pleasure to be here, Sandy.
How alarmed should we be about these reports? The latest big ones being McDonald's and Boar's Head, which affect products that so many of us consume.
Sure. Well, I think it's important to distinguish between outbreaks like Boar's Head and this McDonald's outbreak and recalls, which are just removing a product from the marketplace because of a possibility of contamination. I don't think the McDonald's and Boar's Head situations are linked. They're separate products. They're separate regulatory agencies. I think that it's just coincidence that these two things occurred around the same time. And then, of course, we also have a Listeria recall in waffles that it was also in the news.
So should we just say to ourselves, well, this is going to happen, or is the government supposed to be doing more to prevent this from happening?
Well, I certainly think there's going to be consequences for Boar's Head. It really sounds like they were asleep at the switch, and so I suspect that we'll see that those lawsuits played out. The McDonald's outbreak, which seems to be linked to slivered onions, is still playing out right now. We're still trying to figure out exactly what caused that outbreak. I think with respect to onions, it's important to realize that we have Obama signed the Food Safety Modernization Act in 2011. As a consequence of that, we have a bunch of new rules for FDA-regulated products, including the produce safety rule. And the produce safety rule does a lot to help to try to make fresh fruits and vegetables safer, but obviously we're not there yet if we had this outbreak that seems to be linked to slivered onions.
Right. Now, FDA officials recently put out a statement saying the U.S. food supply remains one of the safest in the world. Do you agree with that?
Well, I hate these safest in the world things. It's safe. Again, most of us eat food most every day, and most of us don't get sick. But I think it's impossible to say whether it's safer than another country. We have different epidemiology systems. We have different public health systems. We know that the food that supply that we have here in the U.S. is safe, but obviously there's always things that we can do to make it safer.
So do we just have to have trust and wash our fruits and vegetables?
Well, certainly, if there's any food that's under your own control, you have some control there, right? You could buy a meat thermometer. You can properly cook your meat. You can buy a refrigerator thermometer. Make sure your fridge is set at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or less. Wash your hands. Don't cross-contaminate, using the same cutting board for meat as ready-to-eat produce items. But when it comes to restaurants and grocery stores, we are, to a certain extent, we do have to trust that the regulatory system is doing its job to keep those foods safe as well.
Okay, thanks for talking with us.
You bet.
Donald Schaffner, food science professor at Rutgers University.